Welcome to the Addison Free Will Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. Here you can find sermons from our Sunday and Wednesday night services. You can find more information about the ministry of Addison FWB Church on our website, addisonfwbchurch.org.
Sure been a good place to be tonight. Brother Earl was saying, you know, everybody ought to be singing. What was you saying, Brother Endicott? But make sure you're calling an election, make sure of it. My calling wasn't for singing. You ought to be thankful for that. If you ever heard me sing, that is, you'd have to be kind of close to the shower. And if you got your Bibles tonight, it's a real familiar scripture in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 12. Going to start about verse 7, read a few verses there. 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 7. It says, "Lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." Let's bow our head. My Heavenly Father, Lord God, so thankful to be in your house tonight, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to help us to preach your word tonight, Lord, in the way you'll have it to be preached, that your word to go out and accomplish exactly what you'd have to do. Father, I don't know tonight if I'm planting tonight or if I'm watering, but Lord God, I know you'll give the increase. We just ask you, Lord, in faith, believing that everything will go here tonight according to your will, that we can just uplift and glorify and your name, Lord, and be obedient to you. And ask these things in Jesus Christ's holy, precious name. And amen. You may be seated. My thought tonight for a text, my grace is sufficient. No matter what's going on in our life, God's grace is perfect. It's accomplished what it set out to do. His grace is sufficient. It's good. It don't matter where you're at, God's grace is perfect tonight. Paul said right here, he prayed three times to remove that thorn out of his flesh. Somebody told me one time that he wouldn't talk about his flesh. I just gave what the word said. Amen. Paul said, "I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me." He had a thorn in his flesh. To me, he has something going on. I don't know what he had. I know I've got a few thorns in my flesh. And I tell you, you live long enough, you're going to get a few thorns in your flesh. He only had three. I don't know how many I have, but I tell you what, see that right there? It don't hurt. Everything else hurts. And I tell you what, I believe that's a thorn in the flesh. As long as we're in the flesh down here, we're going to have persecutions. We're going to have problems. We're going to see sickness. We're going to see death. We're going to see all these sorrows. But I tell you what, God's grace is sufficient for everything. Glory to his name. I tell you what, I don't believe we're getting it tonight. I tell you what, his grace, no matter what you're going through, you may be young, you may be old now, you may have good when you was younger, but now you may be suffering a few things. We've all had sickness. We've all had, some of us has dislocated shoulders. That's a thorn in the flesh. But God said, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Amen. I'll be with you always, even to the end of this world." No matter what we're going through, Jesus Christ is right there with us. I tell you what, Paul had a testimony. If you would ask Paul about his testimony, he would tell you, I was on a road to Damascus, and a bright light shined and knocked me off my beast. And I heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And Saul said, who art thou, Lord? He knew who he was. But all through the Bible, until Paul had his head cut off for the cause of Jesus Christ, for preaching the word, for being obedient unto God, his story never changed. He told them all, I was on my way on the road to Damascus, and I tell you, I saw a bright light, and it knocked me off my beast, and I heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, who art thou, Lord? He kept his testimony all through his life. What's your testimony? His grace is sufficient. I tell you what, no matter what we're going through, his grace is sufficient. Oh, Paul, he went through a lot of things. It says over here, oh, Paul said that he take pleasure in infirmities and reproach and necessaries and persecution and distresses for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, I'm strong. Have you ever been weak? Have you ever done everything that you know to do? And you just make a mess of things.
Amen.
I'm preaching to myself tonight. When I've done everything I can do, because I know, like they said this morning in the Sunday school, we're in this flesh, and I know, I don't know, maybe I'm the only one here that thinks that I have to try to do everything for myself, thinking I got all the answers, I can do it all. But see, that's when Jesus does his best work. When I've done all I can do, and I realize I can't do it, and I know that Jesus can. When I am weak, I am strong through Jesus Christ. I tell you what, you got to get there. You got to get this tonight. You got to realize when you can't do nothing, Jesus Christ has all the power. He can do it.
Amen.
We can make it. We can make heaven our home, all because we're weak and we can't make it on our own. But when we are weak, he is strong. We can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. Paul realized that. Paul knew that God's grace is sufficient. Right over here in 2 Corinthians, right over here in chapter 11, talks about Paul. Paul said, of the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes. Save one. You know, when we read and we study, we preach God's word, it's real.
Amen.
It's not some fairy tale.
Amen.
I mean, I could sit here and tell you some stories growing up of my mom, my dad, my brothers, my sister. But I'm not here to tell you stories about them tonight.
Amen.
I'm just using them for an example to let you know they're not here. They're in heaven. They're real people. That everybody in here that has met them one time or another, most people have, know all of them. They're real. Paul and everybody mentioned in this word of God is real people. One time they walked this earth. Somewhere they walked, they was on boats, they lived their life just like we're doing. They're our example of how we ought to conduct our lives, how we should walk after Jesus Christ ourselves. They are real people. Paul was beaten 40 stripes, save one. He was stoned, left for dead, out in the seas, waiting to be rescued. He was left to be dead, a dead man. Left him there, tried to stone him. But God wasn't done with him. God's grace is sufficient for whatever the need is. Paul was on a mission. Jesus had a job for him. And Paul did his job. He said he finished his course. He run his race. He kept the faith. And he fought a good fight.
Amen.
See, that's what we need to do. We need to keep the faith. We need to fight the fight of faith.
Yeah.
And we need to keep our eyes upon Jesus and don't put our faith in man, but walk after Jesus, because I tell you, his grace is sufficient. God's grace, we get what we don't deserve. We get to go to heaven. God's mercy, we don't get what we deserve, which is a lake of fire. I'll take the grace. We can all go to heaven all because of God's grace. Jesus Christ, full of grace, full of mercy, full of love. Richie said this morning about God's love. He is love, and he loves all of us. His grace is sufficient no matter what you've done. I tell you what, people think, oh, I went too far. I tell you what, I was one of those people one time thought that I went too far, and I guarantee you there's other folks right here tonight that have thought the very same thing, because there's nothing new under heaven. None of us is perfect. We was all lost. You know, you may have been a really good lost person. Better than me. But if we didn't give our heart to Jesus, we both would go to hell. There ain't no in-between places. You either going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. Some people think because they're good neighbors think they're all right. I had somebody tell me one time, well, if that man didn't make it to heaven, nobody is. Was he born again? Oh, he was a good person. Was he born again? You say, you must be born again.
Amen.
God's grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
You know, Paul was on a perilous, I looked that up, it says, dangerous. However, it also speaks of that which is difficult or hard to bear, even fierce or savage. See, this road sometimes, it can be difficult because we're in the world, but we're not of the world. I tell you, when you're in the world, when you go out these doors right here, out in the world, that's where the work starts. It's easy to come in here and praise God. Come in here and be around your brothers and sisters, hearing the testimonies, praying for one another, hearing the songs and praising God. That's all real good in here. But when you go out there, that's where the work starts. That's where you testify. You can testify in here, stand up and tell me how much you love God. And I tell you, I'd love to hear that. But the lost need to hear that. If we want to win them to Jesus, we got to let them know God loves them. How are they going to know that if we don't let our light shine? If we don't go out there, Jesus knew that we couldn't get to him. He came to us. The lost, if we can't get them in here, we got to go to them. Jesus is our example. He came to us, and I believe he expects us to go out to the lost. He said go out in the highways and byways and compel them to come in so that his house may be full. I know every person you ask to go to church, they're not going to come.
Maybe not the first time. Maybe not the second time. Maybe not the third or fourth or fifth or sixth. But you don't give up on them. You keep asking them. When the Lord puts it on your heart, ask him. I found out if you follow the Holy Spirit, he'll lead you and guide you. He'll let you know when to ask. He'll let you know when to say, how are you doing today? And walk on. Sometimes that's what it takes. I've had people out there at work, I'd ask to go to church. And 2 or 3 days later, I'd walk up to them, and I wouldn't say nothing about church. And they'd ask me about church. That's when you know God's working on somebody. See, God, he'll prepare their heart so that we can get in there and we can ask them to come in and let them know that God loves them. I tell you what, Jesus Christ loves everybody. No matter where you've been. People that's on death row tonight, God loves you. Tell you what, we'll pay a price down here. We'll pay for what we do down here. Like I said this morning, we'll reap what we sow. If you go out here and break the law and get a ticket, you're going to pay it. You're going to pay a price. There's a price to be paid for the choices that we make. And I tell you, if you choose not to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're going to pay a penalty. You're going to pay for your sin penalty. Yep. If you give your heart to Jesus, he has already paid your sin penalty. He's already paid it. He went away to prepare a place that where he is, there we may be too. I've heard people say, well, he went to build me a mansion. Bible don't say he went to build me a mansion. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go away to prepare a place for you that where I am, there you may be. That's good enough for me.
Amen.
I don't care if it's a pup tent. I don't care what it is. Where he is, that's where I want to be.
Amen.
You can call it whatever you want. Some call it heaven. Some call it whatever, paradise. I call it home. Because I believe when we get there, it's going to be like we've never left. All because of God's grace is sufficient. It will do in a time where no matter what's going on in your life, I tell you what, it will do. And this morning, we're talking a little bit about faith. This morning, I believe it was going to come up in the Sunday school class this morning about faith. Without faith, I believe Laura said it was impossible to please God. There ain't nothing without faith. It says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can't see it. I had a guy out there at work one time. He had a son who said he didn't believe in God anymore because he couldn't see him. And he said he didn't know what to say to him. We was out there in the break room, and I said, look at that tree out there. The leaves was all blowing on it. The limbs was moving. I said, I wonder how that's doing that. Well, that's the wind. I don't believe you. I can't see that. Can you see that?
Yeah, amen.
I said, God's here. God's real. I got him right here in my heart. And he created this whole world that we're living in. He created me. He created you. He created your son. God, without him, nothing exists that exists. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We got to have faith in him. And I tell you, that was told this morning that everybody gets that measure of faith. Everybody. When people say, oh, I was born this way. You weren't born on any way that goes against God.
Amen.
People say, you know, the gays or whatever says they're born that way. You're not born that way, and then God turns around and says it's an abomination to be that way.
Amen.
I'm just telling you the way it is.
Amen.
God didn't do it. He didn't create nothing like that. Everything that God created, and he said, and it was good.
Amen.
That's not good. You may not like that. I don't care. Because it's the Word of God. I'll never apologize for what the Word of God says. And I tell you what, we need to trust Jesus Christ. We need to have our faith in him. Enoch, he trusted God. He had faith. Abraham had faith. You know, I've heard people say, well, I believe in a higher power. I believe in God, but it takes more than that. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. You must believe God. If you believe God, you'll be born again.
Amen.
You know, people said, I believe in God. You know, people out here in the world, like Oprah and all them, they say everybody's God. There's only one God. He's the one that created this whole world. He created you. He created everything. He hung the stars up. He hung the moon up. You know, they thought that eclipse thing was something marvelous, miraculous. I don't think it was. Seeing the moon go over past the sun. You think that's something. You should have seen God hanging the stars up.
Amen.
And ain't all of them one by one. You should have seen him hang the circle of the earth up on nothing, sitting there all by itself. Hook the sun up there just in the right, very right, perfect spot so that we don't burn up or we don't freeze. You should have seen God do that. You should have seen him say to the water, you can't come no further than this. You ought to have seen him raising mountains up. If you think that was something, you ought to wait till he comes back after his church. Then you're really going to be amazed because we're all, like Brother Skaggs says, we're out of here. There's going to be an uprising, Brother Skaggs will say. And I tell you what, one of these days, it's going to happen. And I tell you what, it's going to come to pass. Trust in Jesus. His grace is sufficient. And it says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God that he's going to destroy this whole world by water. God warned him. God told him what to do. And that's what we're here doing tonight. We're warning you. We have faith. God's grace is sufficient for whatever comes our way. But God is sending out the warning that you must be born again.
Yeah.
It don't matter who you are. Noah, God warned Noah. Noah, I'm going to destroy it. But here's what you do. You build this ark. God's saying tonight, he's going to destroy this whole world by fire. He's warning you. And he's telling you what you must do to escape it. You must be born again. You believe in your heart, confess him with your mouth, and you shall be saved. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. His grace is sufficient, and it's impossible to please him without it. Do you have faith tonight? Do you have enough faith to come to the altar tonight?
Amen.
If the Lord is dealing with you tonight, do you have enough faith to take one step? The answer to that is, yes, you do. Because God gave it to you.
Amen.
But you got to act on it. You got to give in to him. He's sitting and knocking at the door. And I tell you what, you have to open up to him. Do you have that enough of faith? You do have. So why don't you use it? As we stand and get a song.
You've been listening to the Addison Free Will Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. You can find more information and explore our outreach ministries on our website at addisonfwbchurch.org. Thank you for listening.